Jeremy Millen's walk-off single in the 10th beat the Thunderbolts 4-3 in Schaumburg Tuesday night. I'm Terry Bonadonna, and this is today's Windy City Thunderbolts podcast. Millen's and the Boomers began the scoring in the second inning. With Steve McQuail at second base, Millen's hit a two-out single to put his team up 1-0. That hit was followed by a rain delay that lasted just under an hour and a half. Out of the delay, the Bolts quickly tied the score. In the top of the third, Travis Weaver singled and scored on a Chris Wade double. The score remained tied at 1-1 until the bottom of the sixth inning. Sean Maley hit a bases-loaded single to reclaim the lead for the Boomers 3-1. Again, the Thunderbolts were quick to respond. They loaded the bases with no outs for Mike Torres.
1-2 is poked out to left field. That's in fair territory, a hit for Torres. And two runs are going to score. This game is tied at 3. Weaver trying for third. He's out at third base. But Torres is in at second base safely with a double. It's 3-3.
Both teams had chances to score after that, but the game went to 10 innings, tied at 3. The Bolts left two men on base in the top of the 10th, and in the bottom of the inning, Schaumburg put men on second and third with two outs for Millen's.
Ground ball up the middle. Chris Wade over to his left, under his glove into center field, and the Boomers win it.
Patrick Mincy earned the win for Schaumburg after pitching a scoreless 10th. Andy Mee took the loss, pitching an inning and allowing the winning run to reach. The Thunderbolts continue the big three-game series with the Boomers on Wednesday. Mike Recchia will pitch in Game 2 against Cam Roth. Thanks for listening to today's Thunderbolts podcast.